grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning again, and good morning to those who are joining us on the internet for our midweek communion service. Good to be with you again. Don't think I've got too much in the way of news, probably just an explanation of where we are with Holy Communion after the changes on Monday. So the approach we're going to be taking is, during the midweek, you remain where you are and I will come to you. If you're able to stand for the communion to receive the wafer, that will help me, because what I will do is I will come round and give you your wafer. The Church of England has said we can now share wine from the common cup. Now that is a personal choice for you to make. As we know, the Anglican tradition is if you've received the wafer or the wine, you've received full communion. So what I will do is I will come round, give you the wafer, and then I will come back here. And for those that wish to receive the wine, if you remain standing, that will be a sign to me that you wish to receive the wine. But it's purely a personal choice. Jesus loves you whether you receive the wine and the wafer or just the wafer anyway. It's not going to be extra holy just because you receive the both elements. So once again, I will bring down around the wafer, and then if you remain standing, I shall bring round the wine. And if you don't remain standing, I won't. That's that simple. And again, I will. Before I do so, I shall receive the wine on behalf of all of us anyway, as I have been doing thus far. So is that clear? Good. Other than that, as you know, you don't have to wear a mask, but again, I might encourage you that it might be sensible to do so. You don't have to socially distance, but again, I might encourage you that it's sensible to do so. Other than that, I think that's where we are. And we're going to be hearing from, our reading will be Psalm 23 today. Anne's going to read that for us later on, as well as our Matthew reading, which we are going through our book. Psalm 23, because it actually fits in quite well with the Matthew reading. But let me share with you, and as an honest person amongst you, that today is the fifth year since my father died. And so Psalm 23 is also obviously important to me as well. It reminds us that Jesus is with us through the hills and the valleys of life. And of course, like many people, my father had that at his funeral service. So be praying for me and my family today, as we remember Dad. So let's be quiet before we begin our service. And so we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. And so we pause for a moment and reflect on our lives as we come before a forgiving God. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we say together, Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we come to the Gloria and our worship, and just before we worship with the Gloria, I just realised I didn't let you know that Emily, who's often here on a Wednesday with us, had her interview last week and got recommended for training. So that is good news. Some of you will know that already, but some of you may not. And so congratulations to Emily. She will be with us one more time, I think, before she goes off to training in September. But do continue to pray for her and the family as they look to move towards Oxford. So this is our worship together in the Gloria. Let's worship God as we say, Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And as we come to the prayer of the week, a moment of silence for us to say our own prayer of thanks. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Anne's going to read for us from the Psalms.
First reading is Psalm 23. Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Anne. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Reading from chapter 14, starting at verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus said immediately to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. When he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all who were ill to him and begged him to let those who were ill just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your scriptures and your reminder that Jesus is Lord. May we, as we digest these readings this morning, know your will for our lives. Amen. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because you really do need to go online and listen to Emily's reflection on this from the weekend. Really very good, as she often is. But I'll try and pick out a couple of things that Emily picked out, which were really interesting, I thought. She reminded us how this passage often is preached on as though we don't have enough faith to walk with Jesus. You know, Peter sinking beneath the waves. And I've heard it often preached as though if we just had a little bit more faith, then we'd be okay. And that's what she reminded us of. But actually, I thought what Emily pulled out of this was really interesting. She talked about how actually Jesus is in the boat with us. Actually, how Jesus gets in the boat with the disciples and actually encourages them. And then she talked about how Jesus said, "It is I, do not be afraid." I.e., we don't have to be afraid of life and what happens in life through the valleys and the hills that we heard in Psalm 23. Because we know Jesus is with us. Ultimately, you know, even though we might suffer some pain here, he is with us. And it was really encouraging for me, knowing what week I was heading into, to know that Jesus is with me, he's with my dad. And I know there are people at the moment in our parish who are suffering fear, and to know that Jesus is with them as well. Not demanding that they be more faithful, and actually just walking with them, I thought was very encouraging. So I don't know what's going on in your lives at the moment. Sometimes you tell me, other times you don't, you know. But I'm sure we've all got stuff in our life where we need to know that Jesus is in the boat with us. So just know that he is. So let's turn to our creed, where as we say these words, I will stand on your behalf, and we can say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And so we bring our prayers to Jesus, who is in the boat with us. Jesus, Son of God, we come before you to bring our concerns and our prayers to you, but may we also reflect your will for our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And so we lift our world to you. We lift Germany and Canada and the areas of the world where we see disruption from the environment. We say sorry for our part in that, praying that you will guide us. We ask for your peace upon those who are suffering. We equally lift to you the areas of the world which see violence and war and destruction made by man, but would you, our Lord, bring peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we head out of restrictions here in our country, we pray for your healing power as we see cases rise of COVID. May those who get this disease, this virus, may they not suffer. Give them healing, we pray. And we pray for wisdom for us and for others as we seek to balance freedom with protecting other people. We lift to you our politicians and pray that petty point scoring will vanish from our politics, that those in government and those keeping them accountable in opposition would work together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we thank you for the areas in which we live, in Bedhampton and around. We ask for your guidance, that we might minister in a way that honours and shows love for you. We lift to you those who are behind closed doors, fearful of coming out, praying for your blessing upon them. We lift to you our children, particularly as they head towards the summer break, again seeking your protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who need your healing power, praying for those on our sheet who have asked for that. We thank you for the healing power we've seen in Hannah and Alex and others. But Lord, we want you to bring your power upon those who cry out to you. We particularly lift to you this morning, Denise, praying for your peace with her. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And so as we move forward on this journey through the hills and the valleys, Lord, knowing you are with us, would you guide us in all that we do? Might we know your peace ourselves. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Father, we come before you and dedicate this communion in remembrance of Jesus and also of Tony. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms up for us on the cross, and he put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as Jesus taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. I receive the body of Christ, broken for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Amen. I receive the blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Amen. God, whose Son is the true vine and the source of life, ever given himself that the world may live. May we so receive within ourselves the power of his death and passion, that in his saving cup we may share his glory and be made perfect in his love. For he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. We say together our prayer of thanks. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise, that when we were still far off, You met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for sharing communion with me this morning. And so the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.